Welcome to the new chapter, Advertising and Public Relation. It's chapter number 14. And you are listening to Professor Sheikh Ahmadullah. Today's chapter, we are going to cover about advertising and public relations. Let's see what we have to learn in this. The learning objectives of this particular chapter begins with understanding the concept of advertising and public relations. Also, the learning objective is to know about the main purpose of using advertising and public relations. From time to time, we will be linking it all to travel and tourism, because that's our focus of learning for all these chapters. Also, the learning objective is for understanding the advertising process. Know about the role of advertising agencies and understand the role of public relation in travel and tourism. So all that, if the topic concerning advertising and public relation or PR has linkage in travel and tourism, that we will continue exploring. So Advertising Standard Council of India, ASCI, defines advertising as any paid form of communication addressed to the public or section of it, which means non-personal. It also says that to influence the opinion and behavior of those whom it is addressed. So the focus here again goes for those who have to be addressed, and for them the advertising and public relation happens. It also talks about a product. Advertising and public relation is a product. Anything which forms the subject of an advertisement and included goods or services. For example, travel agencies focus on the services to a target audience by the company or an identified person. Like, for example, the brand ambassadors are the identified sponsors or people who are promoting and advertising through public relation commitment. So with that explanation, another explanation we pick up, the earlier was for advertising. Now this is for the Public Relations Society of India, defines PR, public relation, as the plan, systematic and continued effort to establish trust. You see, the focus is on trust, to establishing the trust between the company and its stakeholders. So here the focus is on building trust. Public relation may be personal or non-personal. It can come in form of one-on-one human relation, or it can be even non-personal through communication, etc. So its aim is at creating the linkage for mutual understanding, goodwill, or trust between the company and its stakeholder. So both have been very finely defined to understand what, according to umbrella bodies that we referred, identifies and gives as an explanation. Now with those understanding, the Indian media and entertainment, MNE, industry is growing. Yes. We can see media and entertainment not only gaining momentum, but getting popularity and it's growing. Finest approach has been made into form of advertising and public relation coming out of those old traditional formats. Online advertising and the digital media advertising indicates high growth. And as I just mentioned, the traditional form has shifted to digital method and digital media because that gets more attention these days. Every single person, most of us, do go to digital media at least sometime in a day. We pick up again the control of online advertising. A website is important. And website services as effective, strong advertising tool to attract customers from all over the world. So websites are not purely for any specific domestic, local, national market. In fact, websites are made and have strong access for international traffic to come onto that web page. So you can see the importance of advertising just going on the websites. As we said, Indian media and entertainment industry is growing. Further, India's media and entertainment sector is driven by digital media revolution, and where the content creation and monetization. So you can see that content creation plays a role to gain monetary benefit out of it. The Indian media and entertainment sector grew by 3.3% in 2024, reaching almost Indian rupees 2.5 trillion, which is equivalent to something like US $29 billion. What a wonderful growth. And contributing 0.73% to the GDP as per the FICCI report. So shape the future of India media or Indian media and entertainment are scripting a new story. Obviously, the growth of digital media has registered this wonderful growth, and thanks to our digitalized efforts that have been put into. Though it's a single figure, 3.3, but this is versus last year that growth has come in. Digital media emerge as the largest segment, accounting for 32% of the revenues. You can see the importance of it. One third of the revenue generated was thanks to digital media. While traditional media like television, print, and radio saw decline, especially radio, which is called a blind media, it saw drastic decline in core advertising and subscription revenues. There are people who would go for any international media that they would like, especially from print media, which were printing a lot of travel trade magazine, are now opting for going onto digital because the accessibility of digital media is very strong. For a print media, you need to go to a stand and buy that type of a magazine or newspaper that publishes travel literature or content. Instead, people go to digital media where they can find it in form of PDF and etc., and they can read it. So the importance of digital media, coming again from Indian media and entertainment industry, advertising revenue increased by 8.3%, driven by the digital performance of advertising and demand for premium media. So you have got number of premium media that takes up the digital marketing or digital advertising and making it a public relation stronger through digital platform. However, subscription revenue fell due to a decrease in pay TV in homes and poor theatrical performance by films. Well, that's another area of sad scenario, that theatrical performance by films has dropped. So overall, the sector is projected to grow by 7.2% in the current 2025 year, reaching to almost Indian rupees 2.68 trillion rupees, or US dollar 33.6 billion. 7.2 is on the higher side of single digit recorded as a growth, which is fairly good growth. Now, advertising and public relations we pick up from tourism websites have matured over the past few years to add social data and offer mobile tools and are more. So it moves. Tourism advertising and public relation has gone through digital media tremendously. Such tourism related website incorporates strong creative design with functional navigation to push their experience home to their customer. So basically, while sitting at home, advertising and public relation for tourism and travel industry is adding up to the growth. As other digital media has shown growth, likewise, tourism website, hotel, airline website also received a wonderful growth. People go and navigate on those. So advertising and public relation, some of the tourism website with design are, these are just example, there are hundreds of such website. Vienna Tourism Board. Vienna Tourism Board has a web page. Then we have got Tourism Panama. Look at their location. Vienna, the capital of Austria, has an access through their webpage, so you can navigate and learn about Austria and, of course, Vienna, which is the capital, one of a very fine historical place to visit, where they still have the traditional chariot run in the city for tourist attraction. Then Panama, which is Panama linked to Panama Canal, that connects Caribbean, which is the part of Atlantic Ocean, to Pacific Ocean, where a lot of trade goes on in form of shipping and other activities of trade. So without sailing all around and coming into from Atlantic into Pacific, this Panama Canal helps. That's why Panama has become a place of attraction. They are there on the web page. Then we have got visit New Hampshire, of course, which is, again, you can see that it's GOV, that refers to government website. And then, of course, Kyoto, which is somewhere in Japan. So there you can see also on the website. The idea behind this slide is to tell you exactly the importance of tourism sites, advertising done, and people have access. Instead of going anywhere, writing or finding literature, you just go on this international website and pick up the detail that you want. So this advertising element through website has given a kick and growth to the tourism industry. Some of the examples given to you here in form of display. This is a wonderful display. You can have a look at that. More displayed here. What are your experience going to be? What you can see? All details are given to you from places of interest, availability of transport. Sometimes they have a banner that clicks you and tells you requirement for visa, hotels if they advertise and pool with the website. All possible details are advertised here, and then public relation makes it more easily accessible and approachable websites. So you can see how advertising and public relation moves for promoting international tourist destination. In fact, this is one of the reasons Indian government, which had 13 offices around the world promoting India under Incredible India or Government of India tourist offices, were shut down 2.5-3 years back, simply because they wanted people to go more on the website and more details are available instead of a physical office. So right now, all promotion for India is not done from any of the specified offices which used to exist, as I just mentioned. For example, there were offices in Dubai, there were offices in London, offices in Frankfurt, in Tokyo, etc., etc. The whole idea of coming onto website in advertising the country India by Government of India Tourist Office has also gone digital. So marketing tourism is about marketing the experience. And then, of course, those websites are designed so well with videos and 360 degrees, real virtual reality, all possible things that you think of, including e-brochures, including maps, including places of attraction, what you can do, where are, how to go, how far is that, what is the weather. All this are there as advertisement on the websites. So each website uses strong visuals, appeal that make you feel like you are a part of that experience. As I just said, any type of reels are loaded, including high quality pictures that can be picked up and more details can be found out and so on. So some of the websites are extremely done with very high resolution pictures and reels. So good and balanced navigation provides a quick and easy access to information throughout the website. I went into detail of India government office, Government of India tourist offices, and they have 3 websites plus apps where tourists can approach, and even in the app they can keep a track while they are in India instead of going online and searching for details. Now the website, a complementary app or ability to be accessible on mobile devices is a prerequisite. So people have, I just mentioned that there are number of websites other than that they have apps. So you can have app for any particular, including cities and the country you have there on your apps. So which means you can do it, you can access it on a mobile. So listed website have the facility too. So one which we listed before, they have this facility. Let's pick up what is the purpose of advertising and public relation. We have seen that to promote a destination. Let's see something more on this. used as a primary way of controlling or influencing the demand and creating its effect on its customers' behavior. So with going through the website, accessing on the various apps, the idea behind is to control and create effect on the customer's behavior. Wonderful. Another purpose for this public relation and advertising is to enable businesses to reach people in their home or other places away from places of production and delivery. So while someone is sitting, say, in Japan, could go through an app which is created for India, and they can, while sitting in Japan, they can have access and learn about things happening in India, including facilities available for Indian. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it the purpose that really solves a lot of issues in the traditional format, which is not really possible? In the old time period, people were visiting or writing to various international offices of a specific country or through their embassies and consulate to send them the literature for them to go ahead or search while going through different books available at library or at someone's personal stock. With the arrival of this website information availability and advertising, that has been made so easy for an end user to sit somewhere in the remote corner of the world and still learn about a country where he or she is planning to travel. It also conveyed to them the promotional message, come to India, for example, Incredible India. And they will highlight a lot of activities that go on in India, including cultural program, including access to specific sites, advising on food. So building a behavior of a consumer, creating an interest as in the form of a pull factor. So it becomes the buying behavior after going through an interesting website and generates a great amount of interest among the people. With this understanding of advertising and public relation, now we focus on the process of advertising. And definitely, we will pick up example from typically advertising is based on AIDA model. And AIDA, we will decode. A stand for attention. I for interest, D for desire, and A for action. So AIDA, summed up as an abbreviation, in decoding it is attention, interest, desire, and action is the process of advertising. So first you get an attention of a traveler, create an interest into him or her to visit, also generate desire, oh, I've read so much, through various sources available on the websites and app. Not to forget the word of mouth publicity that could go through people of that country or those who would have visited, like the earlier travelers who would have visited that place, and then it brings action into them. So this advertising process is really encouraging and focusing to the target market. We will go through now in the advertising process. Typical advertising process stages are target, audience identification. Like for example, of course, now website is accessible anywhere in the world, but you need to have a specific target audience with respect, for example. I mean, interest for India, you don't see so much in a country like Bolivia. So the target audience will be somewhere from North India or from North America and Central America, or some part in South America, but the Central America, or likewise with respect to all countries, you target the audience who have learned about and who have interest in that. So typical advertising process stages is target the respective audience and identify them. Why? For example, in recent years, I've seen some Africans coming to India for advanced medical treatment. A, because it's affordable, and B, while they live in Africa, some of them have rubbed their shoulder with people of Indian origin. So they have learned that, yes, we will be going to people who we know, and so on. So target audience identification is the process of typical advertising in a stage. And then we have identifying advertising objective, which we have gone through in the previous slide, to create interest. Use of creative planning, different creative ideas, and who else can come up with creative ideas other than the media and entertainment industry. Some of the unique creative planning has been done by them. How can we forget Aditi Deva Bhava? The campaigns that were run to create and target specific audience, including some of the mobile companies, have created wonderful ad suggesting, oh, this is so many thousand meter above the sea level, and we still have the phone connectivity here. And that's how the creative planning goes. Evaluating advertising alternatives. You look at what are the alternatives as well, because we always have, most of the traveler always, especially regular traveler, always have a backup plan or something to alternate to that. And then, of course, in advertising process, alternate, then comes deciding on the media cost, how much you are ready to spend, what are your fund availability, and measuring the result of advertising like we do in any such action plan that we carry on. We evaluate. We adjust, we redo it. If need to be done, we redo the whole thing if needed. But evaluation, if the track is on right path or not. So all these are advertising process. Like many ads were withdrawn. I remember when I was the marketing director for Thailand Tourism, one particular caption was brought in, not even for a day, and it was withdrawn immediately because this was damaging what image was built by the earlier brand. Likewise, Saudi Arabian Airlines came up with a newly improved branding of the aircraft, Saudi Arabian Airlines. And now again, they have gone back to the one which was their old, using their country's emblem, where there are two swords and a palm tree. It's been brought in with a green color rather than what they painted in different color scheme. So the result of advertising, which of course I counted and gave you examples, where use and result can be rectified in evaluation and bring in what was more popular than what are the new ad that were taken.